Yes.
We have quorum, so let's get started. Welcome to the meeting on June 6, 2018. Guests are welcome today. Approval of previous minutes in your packet. Anybody have any concerns or corrections for the minutes? Motion to approve.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Unanimous, Bill. Officers, anybody have anything? Jeff? Bill, you have anything? Bruce?
Nope.
Ken? Jeff?
No.
Bill, anything you want to put before me?
Nope.
Everybody gets a chance to speak.
Right. Right.
Debbie, any unfinished business?
No.
Okay. Your report for, and I keep forgetting that, the monthly report, the June director report's in your packet, so I'm gonna read over that.
Nothing, no questions.
Okay, moving on to new business, major subdivision, PRD, and waiver request.
We only have one, and it's something that you've already, it's a record plat, you've already seen it, but it just needs signature from Tony, so I'll get this to you after the meeting. It is Hickory Ridge. Back in 2015, you granted an extension for them to get the last three lots done and approved. It was a 10-year extension, and that's what they're doing now. The only difference is, it was for lots 9, 11, and 12, and this plat is for lots 9 and 11, because they've combined 11 and 12 into one lot. So, all it needs is Tony's signature. Any questions about that?
You might want to look at the plat before I sign it. We'll do it after the meeting. All right? Zoning appeals.
Just one case this month, and it will be held in this room on June the 21st at 7 p.m. It's VR782. It's application submitted by William McFadden for a variance to allow an addition to a single-family residence to within 10 feet of a rear property line. The owner has purchased the buy-down from the state of Maryland, and the property is located at 68 Round Beach Circle, tax map 59, parcel 140, and it's in the LR1 zone. I have some plats. Chosen in addition to an existing house that would come to within 10 feet of the lakefront line. It is 100 feet from the high water elevation. So it would be under a buy-down type variance.
You see any problem with it?
Notice have went out to the adjacent property owners, and it's in the paper, and we haven't received any comments yet.
Anybody want to voice an opinion on this? Send no one down, Bill.
Okay, thanks. So.
Okay, now we're moving to comprehensive plan discussion. So, infrastructure topic list. Debbie, you want to?
Yes, as per our discussion at the last meeting last month, we discussed the infrastructure chapter, and given all our discussion, I came up with these six items. If you could let me know if they adequately address everything that we discussed last month. Did I miss anything? Did they need edits? Anything need deleted?
Anybody have any additions or comments on this? I mean, I think we're all aware of the fact that this is probably one of the biggest shortfalls with moving forward, not having certain locations having sewer and water and things like that. So I think we're all aware this is pretty important to keep talking about.
Okay.
I mean, I think, you know, we've talked about the industrial park and talked about development. this hinders a lot when it comes to moving forward. Hopefully this all works itself out in time.
All right, so these are the things that go into Chet's line of work here. Chet, did I get you the draft of this yet, or have you seen this list infrastructure? Okay, I'll get you a copy before you leave. So that gets us to Chet's part of the program. So take it from here, Chet.
So we had the visioning open house a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to take a few minutes today to go over the results of that and talk to everyone about what we found and see if there were any comments, questions, corrections that need to be made. So the one thing I failed to do, if you look at the first page, this is about a word cloud. But what we have here is a summary of the revised word cloud after the meeting. So this incorporates all the comments that we received from the public, and people agreed with some of the components in here. And the way this works is the more people stated one of these words, like, for instance, great schools, the more people said great schools, the bigger the word is. So what you see is the largest words on here were the most important to people that took part in this exercise. And if you remember, this started here with the planning commissioners. And so people reacted to what you said and agreed with it and took away from it in some instances. So this is the revised. It is helpful to look at this versus the initial one. And I don't know, Debbie, did I send both of them to you? Okay. So that's something that, if you want, you can take a look and see what the difference is there. So this is it's kind of a good first step, and it gets people thinking about the comprehensive plan process and where we're headed in the future. With this in mind, if you turn to page 2, the same visioning station that we had where we looked at the word cloud, we also looked at a handful of vision statements, sample statements that kind of laid out what kind of the driving force behind a comprehensive plan might be. And I included all of those samples here. So you go, the first page is the summary and what kind of feedback we got at the meeting. And this following five pages are all five sample statements that we shared with the public. So overwhelmingly, people really latched on to vision number 5, which was really organized more with a kind of an opening statement and then really a concise bullet list of components. And really what we were looking for at the open house was not a content type of statement. It was more of an organization. And what we'll do now is take this format and general components and go back to the word cloud and some of the strong statements that were made there and agreed to, and kind of blend the two to come up with a revised vision statement that we can then use moving forward. Because the next big components of the planning process are to then take this as our driving kind of agreed upon long-term look, and then come up with goals, objectives, strategies, more achievable short-term things that the county can actually use to implement the process and the recommendations that are coming about as part of the plan. So this kind of sets the table for where we go next. And I think we had some really good feedback and some good participation on a very stormy night. And I think it kind of helps us move forward and gives us some direction between now and the next round of public engagement, which I think will probably hopefully be later in the summer probably sometime in August before people head back to school and work and anything else. So if you weren't able to come to the visioning session, we had three stations. The first was kind of looking at this, the word cloud and the visioning, kind of the touchy-feely process kind of stuff. And then the second station was an opportunity for people to talk about what they really liked about the county. What are the assets? What are the things that the county really needs to preserve 10, 20 years into the future, or even longer? And if you look at the next page, there's a map with green dots on it. So this is a summary map where we were able to code in all of the feedback we got. If you're at the meeting, people were given sticky dots and they were able to walk up to the map and put a comment on there and tell us what they really liked about this asset, one over the other. There's a table in the bottom left corner that gives a summary of what people shared as assets and things that needed to be preserved. We went ahead and assigned a type to it. There's a couple of these that could fall in a couple different categories, like some of the natural resources could also be deemed as recreational or some type of overlap or economic drivers. But this was a good first step, so I'd ask you to take this information and look at it and let me know if there's anything that really stands out that this should be identified as some other type of resource. And I tried as much as possible to use the terms that people shared with us at the meeting in terms of writing the description. So if there's something that looks kind of funny or out of place, let me know and I can hopefully explain what we heard at the public meeting. And then the final page in the packet I handed out is a second map with red dots. And what this identifies is the issues and opportunities that people saw. Most of the time, people will use that as a chance to talk about the problems, which is always the most fun part of coming to a public meeting, complain about stuff. So people were able to, again, use a map and identify on the map in front of them and talk to us on our team about what they see as places where there's room for improvement, ranging from things from wind turbines on the ridges to transportation issues, safety problems at different intersections. A lot of transportation. They also saw as a lot of recreation opportunities for things that are opportunities to improve upon the resources that are there now and protect them as we move into the future. Some other things that are not really geographically assigned, like workforce, vocation development, affordable housing countywide, things like that people were able to share with us. So that's the kind of the overall summary of what we heard at the meeting and what we presented and got feedback on from the public. Any questions on any of this? Yes, sir.
I'm a little surprised on the word cloud. I don't see anything on the demographic challenge, aging population, and then when I go back and look at the issues, it wasn't slightly there either. Mm-hmm. When in fact, maybe it's just me, but to me, it's still a big challenge. We've had annually more deaths than births since every year since 2008. The population is aging, you know, median age is 45, I think. 1970, it was 29. But all the trend, I mean, there's no reason to think that trend isn't going to continue. And sure. And so when you talk about the development of infrastructure, particularly when you talk about services that are required, that affects schools, it affects healthcare, it affects all kinds of things.
Right.
You know, recreation shopping. I'm a little surprised that did it come up in any of the discussions anywhere?
Not that I remember, no. But yeah, I mean, you're right, it's a major issue, and it's not just affecting Garrett County, it's the region,
it's typical of most rural communities,
yeah.
Appalachia in particular.
Right.
I'm just...
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think that this is a good chance to identify those things that, like you said, that you see are missing, and maybe it's just not something that's publicly discussed.
Are you finished? I didn't want to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
On your first page, you got a conflict at the top of the page. You got wind turbines are good and eliminate wind turbines.
Yes.
And then on your last page, you've got no more wind turbines. So,
right.
I mean, there's an obvious conflict.
Well,
you got to reconcile.
Well, they're all going to be conflicts. I'm against wind turbines, and somebody else said they like wind turbines, so that's why I see both of them there.
We were just trying to be.
It's comments.
Represent what
just said. Represent the comments.
The comments generate the cloud, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. So that's a good indicator for.
It's going
to
be
Debbie and I to address as we move through this process.
It's going to be an issue.
Is there a reason it's on there again? Wind turbines are good. There's another one there too.
There's 14 people attending, and at least four people over us are five. So we also put comments in there ourselves.
No. My question is this: so anytime somebody had a comment, it went into this.
Yes.
So okay, I got you.
Yes.
Yeah. So what happened?
All right.
We had the original one up, and then you had a little sticker, and then you could write something in, or you could just put a sticker on that. So, for example, I don't like wind turbines, so I took a sticker and I put, I don't like wind turbines.
You can put it in bigger.
Two people came in.
Not as big as the other guy.
And two others came in and said they thought wind turbines were beautiful. So they put two stickers up, but they like wind turbines. And that's why you're seeing a conflict. So it was taking what we...
Yeah, no, I saw that. It was the
right.
Third one.
We started with what we came
in. It's duplicated. The wind turbines are good. Do you know it's in there twice, big and little?
I do, and it's a setting in how this thing is created. You can include all the words, or you can reduce the duplicates and just show the size changes. So
okay.
We can.
I just was asking because I didn't.
No, that's a good point.
Duplicates.
Yeah.
There may be, but I didn't. That was the first one that jumped out. I think.
Right.
So under the word there, the phrase "growing school population."
Yes.
Is that intended to describe the population, or is that more of a verb in terms of we need to grow the school population? Do you know what does that mean?
I think the initial comment was that the school population is growing.
I wonder who that was.
Where?
Where they got that idea?
I'll go back and make sure that was the intent.
Yeah.
Well, some people have misconception. I was talking to somebody yesterday, I'm not going to name my name,
right.
Thought there were more kids in school now than there were. I said, no, you're wrong. You're completely wrong. It's totally the opposite. So some people don't understand. Mm-hmm. I see it as a burden, like you, Jim.
Well, I think there's some people running for office. I heard one guy say that the school population is growing. It's absolutely not growing. And again, if you look at our demographics, if you look at the age groups, if you look at all the age groups, 44 and younger, they're all declining. If you look at the age groups, 45 and up, and they're like 0 to 4, 5 to 10, they're all declining. If you look at the age groups 45 and older, they're all growing. So even though the population, at the macro level, the population is kind of steady,
mm-hmm.
I think it's down 800, I think, from 2000 to 2010, or maybe it's 2000 estimated 2020. Anyway, it's actually worse than that because it's only that stable because the population of 65 and older is growing. So I mean, somebody says, the challenge is how do you grow the school population?
Exactly.
Right.
But the population is not growing. I mean, the schools are operating at about 60% of their physical capacity right now. So that kind of jumps out at me.
Sure. No, yeah, and I'll clarify what the original comment was, but I do want to be clear that this doesn't show any work on our part. This is a snapshot.
No, I understand.
What we hear.
But if this is information you're going to consider in the process,
exactly.
Then we need to make sure that
right.
That's pretty important.
It
I mean, it was nice, I liked the way it was set up, but, you know, if I'm looking there, 14 people attended, you can take five off there, there's nine comments from the community. I don't think we can put a whole hole on waiting everything from me. That's just my humble
opinion. Well, that number from the vision statements, there were a lot of people that didn't do anything at that station.
Okay, because I was going to say, I thought there was more than 14.
Yeah, there were.
It seemed more like 25, but still.
But to your point, what frequently happens, and you see it in here, what frequently happens is you have a very, sometimes a very small but vocal group of people that make a lot of noise and are very assertive. A lot of times they're well organized, pretty good at social media and that sort of thing. That's, sometimes they have an undue influence on public policy. Right. And so I think to your point,
want to be careful.
If 14 people show up, whatever, do you have to be careful, I think, not to assume that they necessarily represent the entire county on any one issue. The problem is just getting people to participate. Mm-hmm. You know, we had our budget presentation Monday evening, and there were maybe, other than staff, there were, I think I counted six people that were there. And, you know, we do these state of the county or whatever we call it at the time, and maybe 10 people show up or 12 people show up. So,
with an agenda.
Well, I can honestly say at this meeting, there's a public hearing we had, and I only saw one person that was involved in politics at that point. I mean, most of the people I didn't even know some of them. I mean, it's a different kind of group than what we're used to seeing here, which surprised me. Am I correct in saying that? I mean, you know, I mean, I knew all the people, but I didn't know them should be pushing one agenda or another other than, you know, I mean, I think it's pretty benign group. You know, I mean, I don't think
anybody's there. There was a big mix, I think.
That's what was interesting about, I didn't get the feeling that was, I don't know, Tim was there, I didn't get the feeling that was as much an issue as it had been in the past. Like you said, when somebody pushes forward, I didn't see that quite as you. I thought it was a pretty...
Hearing people's,
right,
what people were saying, it sounded pretty diverse.
Which is, it's just a different, it seemed like a different group than what we're used to. Is that correct in saying that? I mean, I didn't... Not the people
that have been
generally normally active in that situation.
Even just with the wind turbine issue, you get different
opinions. Right, there's different kinds of, right. I mean, I was shocked, I don't want to say shocked, I was just surprised. I mean, I knew there's a couple, you know, some over there were there for whatever reason, but I knew that some of the people there looked like they liked the genuine interest in what the process was, I thought. Mm-hmm. I mean, the number wasn't big, but it looked like some, you know, and it wasn't the same 10 people to come to the meeting whenever it gets contentious.
Right.
And I thought, I didn't see any contention there at all, did you? I mean, I would call it.
I think the lack of participation, though, just makes his job more difficult in terms of collecting public input and finding what the majority of people really think.
Well, that's what I don't want to step on your meeting, but that's what I keep thinking. How do you get more people to look over this and comment on it without, I mean, I know it's on the website probably, I would assume.
Have we gotten any hits on the social media site yet?
There have been some. I mean, it's been shared. I mean, we don't have many comments or anything.
What?
It's certainly...
I think our committee has a good collective example of the citizenry of the county.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I really do. I don't agree with everything everybody says here, and they don't agree with me. But collectively, we're from different parts of the county. I think I just got to be careful. They say, you know, how do you wait? You know, some stuff contradicts something it's going to.
But you're going to see some groups like people that are against the bypass are going to see this as an opportunity to influence what happens in the future. And that's okay, as long as it's just all kept in perspective.
Right. And I heard comments against that, and I can name names, but I'm not going to do that either.
Yeah. I mean, normal situation, I mean, you're from Morgantown, so but Morgantown's gonna have probably more participation in something in a small town like we have, that, I mean, most of the time, apathy everywhere.
Yeah.
When it comes to something like this, and I think that, I thought that if it was somebody in Hagerstown or someplace at a meeting, four people showed up.
It was here that way.
So, I mean, I don't think that's, I think this is just a product of, I don't wanna say apathy, but I mean, it's just lack of interest, but the people that do come to something like that, were, seem to be engaged in the process, I thought.
Right.
I mean, just standing there watching, I wasn't really.
Well, and there were 20 or 25 people on a stormy night, so we all felt pretty good about it, I guess. And it was one of the more creative, get-togethers, meeting that we've had. It was, you know, it wasn't a stand in front of the mic, which will be coming down the road, but it was a creative approach to trying to get ideas from folks.
Right, getting right.
It was neatly done, yeah.
I liked it, definitely was a good thing to have. You can't force people to come.
Well, I don't think there's any surprises here. I don't see anything new that I haven't heard before.
So we have two more of these, right?
Two more rounds?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because this morning at my Board of Realtors meeting, like, a lot of the board didn't know about it. And asked me to send them the information because they want to share it with the general membership. Mm-hmm. So we may get more people in the future.
That'd be good.
Okay. Has there ever been a thought of trying to create a email list of virtually all the groups in Garrett County that we can send to the head of the group and just say, look, you know, this is going out there. If you would maybe consider distributing it to your people because we want to make sure people know about this.
Yeah, for this next one, it went to the chamber, this last one, it went to the Chamber of Commerce, it went to the libraries to post in all the libraries, and went to the Deep Creek POA. People that I just sent and said, you know, I know you have an email listing, can you blast this out? And they all agreed to do so.
We also did stakeholder interviews with key groups before the meeting, and they all sent the information out for the most part to their groups as well. So I think
it's not all inclusive, but
yeah, I felt like it was pretty widely distributed.
Once you get a draft document, you may get more participation when there's something.
Once people see that they're impacted. Yeah. Yeah.
It's really just my big contentious issues, as we talked before.
Usually if there's some issue, that's get more people. So I have done, we have three more meetings on specific topics, economics.
Yes.
They all social and environment. That's the three before the draft document. Okay. All right. So.
Anything else?
Next steps.
Any questions on this before we move on to something else?
Yeah, I think next steps we will be starting to look at particular chapters and trying to prioritize which ones. Get pushed to the front and have a conversation with the state to make sure we're all on the same page in terms of getting things to them to review. Start to move through that, and then as we get to the particular topics for the next meetings, we'll schedule those, and I mean with plenty of lead time so that people have a chance to take part and contribute.
Yes, Chet and I are meeting after this meeting to discuss those issues and prioritize the chapters, especially in light of what MDP needs to see. So Dave Cotton was there at that meeting, and we're going to set up meetings with him to make sure the whole way through the process they know what's going on and can redirect us if we go down a wrong path.
Thanks for getting that ready for us in a short amount of time. We just had a meeting. I think things are progressing pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah.
I feel like we're behind.
Mm-hmm. No, we, just remember, we have plenty of time to do this. We actually don't have a deadline from the state. So that helps us out. Our deadline with Chet, though, is the end of the year, so.
So you're gonna keep us on track.
That's right.
Any other bids you wanna talk about on this? Is it next steps or whatever? You talked about that, I mean.
Yeah, we just talked about that, and probably next meeting we'll have a schedule for you.
Yeah.
Now we can discuss July's meeting.
July's meeting, because it falls on July 4th, and I don't think anybody wants to meet on that day.
It's mandatory they be here.
So.
Have a good meeting.
I doubt we need to get in, can we?
Well, we locked up.
Give me your key.
I can give you my card so you can.
So, to change the meeting date, what works for everybody that I think we had discussed?
I just said maybe go later in the week on Thursday.
We can go on Thursday, but who's on vacation, who's gone?
Well, we've got a following, two followings on Wednesday, whatever.
It's the 11th, I think, the next Wednesday.
11th, next Wednesday.
Yeah.
The next Wednesday was something on the schedule. Oh, Tyler. Yeah.
Now, one thing that came up too, we have not, most time it took a month off, one year. We haven't done that for a while, but we probably can't do that.
We should probably stay on top of it, because we've got the comprehensive plan going.
So we need to stay on top of it.
Yeah.
And whatever you guys think, the 11th, you wanna go on Thursday, which would be what, 6th?
I'm good for the 11th, so.
Might be the 11th.
It's the 5th.
More likely, if you were gonna do it, to do it the day before the 4th of July, because the day after the 4th of July, if people are gonna take vacation, they're probably going in that direction, aren't they?
The next week.
Well, all I'm saying is if they're gonna take off Wednesday, they're probably taking Thursday and Friday off to, if they're, I don't know, just like, it doesn't make sense to just go the 3rd and be done with it.
I think just go the 11th, Wednesday the 11th.
But you said you can.
I think I can work around it. I think it's a software.
You want to draw back to Tuesday the 10th, it doesn't matter. I mean, work, whatever day works for you.
Okay. I'm gonna have to, do you have a schedule? I think we have Tyler the 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the 9th, 10th, 11th. So I could do the 12th. We can't do 11th.
Want to just have Debbie send out something and see who's available?
Okay. We'll do a poll, and you guys can tell us who's available. Nobody's saying they're on vacation either this week, so.
A bunch of boring people.
I did not say that. Did not say that.
Hardworking.
There you go.
Everybody's off on the 4th. That's it. Okay. All right, I'll send out something.
Thank you for the jobs.
Anything else? Okay, getting adjourned.
Hey, Tony, just a couple things real quick, I'm sorry. I was.
I did, anybody want to?
You have. I think most of you know, but now we've hired a new director of economic development. His name is Mike Huff. He's on his second or third week now, I think. He's off to a really good start. I think he's gonna really do a great job for us. If you haven't met him yet, you might want to talk to him. Another thing is we just finalized a deal with the Maryland Economic Development Corporation and the Department of Commerce, which used to be the Department of Business and Economic Development. We finalized a deal with them to build a 20,000 square foot shell building at the McHenry Business Park. The State Department of Commerce is putting up the money. We're putting up the land, and Medco is going to award the contract, build the building, and manage the building. We'll get paid back for the land when the building's either sold or if it generates revenue. We already have a couple people that are interested in it. One's a local business. It's a very solid prospect, so I'm pretty optimistic about that. We're very close to getting approval of the water appropriation permit for Hoy's Run. We think we're gonna get final approval next week, which will mean that it'll allow for more development around McHenry. Right now, we don't have water to issue new taps. So for example, NLP's wanted to put in a new development on top of the hill up there. They can't plat it, can't record it, because we don't have sufficient water capacity to support it.
So that's kind of a big deal. And the water treatment facility for Pusley Run is under construction right now. That's been 20 years in the making, probably, to try to get permission to go in there. And the wells are on DNR property, so to get access to those, to get a water appropriation permit, it all has been a long, long haul. So when you talk about infrastructure, we also, I think, have the permit now to put in a new wastewater treatment plant at Kaiser Group Business Park. And we have a business now that wants to build a 120 or 30,000 square foot building at the Kaiser Group Business Park. So there's some good things going on right now. In fact, sorry, I was a little slow there on the pickup.
That's good news, right?
Yeah, that's what we've been complaining about, especially you. Especially you complain about these different issues, and
I complain a lot.
Coming along. That's all good news.
I think it's great news. The boys, the boys run, we get that permit and get the line in and the treatment plant in. That's going to open up the housing market like crazy on top of the mountain. You all know that.
Okay.
Anything else?
You want a motion? No. Being done. We'll sign any papers and get that guy.